Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Ranjita Balasubramaniam in Bonn. With a population of some 1.3 billion people, future food security is a key concern for the Chinese government. Over the last 20 years, China has turned to genetically engineered crops to try and improve the quality and quantity of its harvests, and it could soon become the first country to start large-scale harvesting of genetically modified rice. But general awareness about GE crops in both rural and urban areas is low. And as Elise Potocker reports from Beijing, regulating the industry is already proving to be a problem.
Our lives as farmers are quite hard. We sow in the spring and we harvest in the autumn, touching every seed and grain with our own hands and bear them on our own shoulders.
To grow rice for two seasons in a year is no easy job, but this is our life. The land feeds us and keeps us alive.
These are the words of two rice farmers from Yunnan in China's south. In a photo exhibition here in Beijing, they're using images to tell city folk what it's like to work the land. The aim of the exhibition is to educate people about the need to protect and properly manage China's agricultural lands. This is the birthplace of white rice and the soybean, and some are worried that modern technology is threatening these traditional crops.
There are so many uncertainties now surrounding GE crops, and we just don't know in a long-term way what the impacts are.
Ma Tianjie is a campaigner with Greenpeace China. He says that while the Chinese government is investing large amounts of money in the development of genetically engineered or GE crops, not enough is known about the long-term effects. Some studies in China have shown that pesticide use is reduced with GE crops, but other reports contradict this.
Short-term benefits may disappear quickly. For example, a Cornell University research on GE cotton in China found that after 3 years of growing, the short-term benefits of saving pesticide disappeared because of the appearance of secondary pest.
But the Chinese government, which is already the biggest spender on biotechnology besides the US, is about to inject more money into research and development. Professor Shui Dayuan is the chief scientist on biodiversity at the government's State Environmental Protection Authority.
We already approved maybe 70, more than 70 varieties for commercialization.
In China, tomatoes and Spanish peppers were both approved for commercialization in the late 90s, along with 70 varieties of cotton. Now, more than 60% of cotton grown here is genetically modified. Professor Shui says that in some cases GE crops can offer benefits to farmers, despite the occurrence of secondary pests.
Maybe they use the pesticides not so poison, not so high price, so totally. They are decreased the price, decreased the amount for use of pesticides.
But it seems many farmers have little knowledge about GE crops, and Ma Tianjie says this leaves them vulnerable to exploitation from companies trying to sell GE seeds. At the moment, genetically engineered rice has not been approved in China, but 2 years ago, some seed companies sold farmers GE rice seeds.
In 2005, Greenpeace did an investigation in the south central province of Hubei, and we found that illegal GE rice was grown in this province in quite a large scale. And we also found that the seeds were distributed to the farmers directly by the seed companies.
Ma Tianjie says that while the Chinese government was quick to respond to the situation in Hubei by burning crops and punishing seed companies, traces of the illegally grown GE rice have since been found in food as far away as Europe. But it's not just farmers who are in the dark about genetically modified crops. Here in the centre of Beijing, most people are also unfamiliar with the concept. This university student is puzzled by the idea, and a fruit vendor selling pineapples says he doesn't understand GE at all. Another fruit seller says she's bought organic vegetables in the past because she's worried about pesticides, but she still doesn't know anything about GE foods. Despite this low public awareness, the Chinese government is forging ahead with GE technology. It looks like China could soon be the first country to approve the large-scale harvesting of genetically engineered rice.
This time, it's underway for the approval. Maybe I think within 2 years, maybe it's time for the approval.
When asked at a recent press briefing whether China is worried about trade and relations with countries which oppose GE crops, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Jianqiao said the government is taking a responsible attitude to GE. But Professor Shui Dayuan says there are already problems with regulating the GE seed market in China. In the case of cotton, he says while 70 varieties have been approved, at least 30 illegal GE varieties are also on the market.
Some companies, they don't want to apply for the approval. They put these products for the GE cotton seeds in the market. So this, I think, is illegal.
Back on the streets of Beijing, this man says he's heard of GE and he doesn't approve. He says he thinks GE crops are not good because they're not as natural as traditionally grown foods. But he also says there could be some advantages for a country like China, where high crop yields are necessary to feed the massive population. I'm Elise Portaker in Beijing for Deutsche Welle Radio.